Obviously, you, Olivia Blair, and this is my first ever AMA.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I originally posted about this, and I didn't get very many questions for it, which was kind of sad. But then I posted again, kind of assuming that I would get, like, you know, maybe two more questions, whatever, and then I would just do one of the questionnaire things, which are cool and all. But then I got like 20 questions in like 24 hours. So I might still get more questions because I was going to give it a week of time to ask said questions, but I am not going to wait that long to film it because I am impatient for one thing. And I really like the questions. And for two, I don't shut up. Like, I literally never shut up. So with the amount of questions that I have right now, I'm estimating that like the uncut version of this AMA will probably come in at about an hour. And then if I cut out maybe one or two unnecessary tangents, it'll probably still be 50 minutes. And I probably won't even cut anything out because I really don't want to. That's too much editing for something like an AMA, you know? I do enough editing on my audio and stuff, and by enough editing, I mean not really that much. But anyways, let's get into the actual questions instead of me answering questions that no one had. Basically, what we are doing here is I had, I think, five different people ask me questions, and basically I just have them grouped by person because, you know, then if one person, like, only wants to listen to my answers to their specific questions, they can kind of just jump around, and also I was too lazy to actually sort them into categories. So I think I have, like, a couple that are kind of similar, but none that were, like, the exact same or anything. They're all pretty unique questions. So off we go with the first person who asked me questions. I'm also not saying anyone's like Reddit usernames because I don't know if they would want me to, but like most of them ask me questions publicly anyways. Okay, first question. Since discovering Gone Wild Audio, do you listen to other voice artists whenever you're feeling amorous? The answer to that is sometimes. I don't listen to a whole lot of audio. I don't know why, because I do like it. I think it probably has something to do with the fact that, like, if I'm listening to audio, I kind of want, like, the full immersive headphones experience. But since I currently live with a roommate, I don't do that because if he happens to, like, walk by or like by chance knock on my door, he knows not to do that because I do the sex stuff, but like I'm just too awkward to like wear headphones because like once I'm wearing headphones and listening to something, I kind of get like really involved in it, so then I don't hear anything else. I'm not one of those people who can simultaneously focus on two things at once. That is not me. Multitasking is the bane of my existence. So yeah, sometimes I'm sure when I live in my own place again, without roommates, I will probably do more listening to Gone Wild Audio creators because it is really fun to kind of like, I have been beta listening for people though. But it's not really, that's just kind of like when people need a beta listener. I've done a few, but not like when I've been in a particular mood. So, second question. and if you do, who are your favorites and what kinks are you drawn to? I will answer this one because I have listened to some. I have not listened to that many, as is obvious by the previous question. But like one person that does come to mind is, oh god, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I'm not sure if it's like, granted, I don't know if it's an actual word, but it's you, penguin, danguin. I've listened to some stuff that he's done. And I really like that. I think for audio so far, my favorites to listen to have been like kind of submissive male for like dominant female audios. And then kind of like also the opposite of that. I don't really listen to a whole lot of like comforting boyfriend experience audios, just because I don't know, it's not just not really what I'm into right now. Boyfriend, who needs them? So that's kind of like also I listen to female audios, like female for male audios, because they're fun to listen to too. But not that often. Okay, I don't listen to anything that often. I just keep saying not that often. I listen to a lot of Illusions Collared stuff because we've collabed on a few things, and all of her stuff is always super good. And I just love her voice. So that is two. It's like 6.5 minutes into this, like, granted, I'm cutting out some stuff at the beginning, so we're probably 5 minutes in, and I've gotten through two questions. So that's the gist of how this is gonna go. Let's try to answer questions faster. Has performing and creating audios for Gone Wild Audio boosted your self-confidence? Kind of. Again, I'd say that what really has boosted my self-confidence is the OnlyFans side of things, where I'm posting like nudes and lewds and videos and all that kind of stuff. I had pretty high self-confidence to begin with. I make self-deprecating jokes, but I'm actually like pretty comfortable with where I'm at. And basically my voice, like, I didn't think I would become like at all popular. But I wasn't insecure about my voice before that. It's just not something that I'd ever really thought about as like being a bad thing or a good thing. Like I sung songs a lot when I was a kid, did karaoke in my basement. And my parents always told me that, you know, I had a nice voice, I could sing. But it was never something that I was interested in doing as like a job or even really as like an extensive hobby. It was just an occasional thing. Fourth question. And does it turn you on knowing that you have a large amount of listeners worldwide enraptured by your voice? The answer is yes. I don't even know if I have a long answer for that one. Okay. We are on to the second question asker. Yeah, I'm probably going to stop numbering the questions because I don't have them numbered in this document because lazy. Very lazy. What Gone Wild audio tags do you like most and wish do you and which do you wish there were more of? I really want to see more of the catboy tag. That's like the first thing that came to mind. I really want to make like a catboy audio, like a female dom for male catboy. And I kind of had that thought last night, which is why I'm bringing this up in this AMA. For some reason, that's like the only thing that's coming to mind right now for what I wish there was more of. Also, I wish humiliation didn't get downvoted to oblivion, you know? Because a lot of people do like it. And it's something that people enjoy, and I feel like if you downvote it, like, just don't vote for it. Like, don't upvote it, but don't downvote it, you know? Because people like that stuff. And I don't know, I'm not like, it's not even one of my favorite tags, but I've had people who have, like, I posted one that was like pretty hardcore humiliation. I was just in a mood. And I had people reach out, and there's like, they were like, yeah, there's not very much of that content on here. So I feel like people would appreciate it, if there was more humiliation type audios, and if they didn't, if they were more visible almost, you know? For tags that I like most, incest. That's the thing. Stepsisters and stepbrothers, real sisters, real brothers, I don't really care. Daddy, mommy, auntie. I have done so many different random incest groups. And by so many, I don't even mean that many because I'm not like super, my backlog isn't that big yet, but I love it. Okay. What faraway places have you traveled to? What places would you really like to travel to? And most importantly, what part of the world would you most like to go to for steamy activities? Okay, so four places that I've traveled to. For reference, I'm Canadian. I live in Canada, so obviously I've been to Canada. I have been to the United States not that often, especially considering I live pretty close to the border. I haven't been there that much. But I've been to Austin, Texas, which was kind of like the first trip I went on by myself. I've went on some family vacations. To Hawaii was my most recent vacation. And that was like 2 years ago now. That was a long time ago. But of course, 2020 was a shit show anyways. And then long pause. Mexico was a family vacation too. And then in my last year of high school, I went on like a kind of a school trip that went to Paris, Geneva, Florence, and Rome. So that was fun. It was a really big trip though. There was like 100 people that went on this fucking trip. And usually those like trips, because my school set one up like every year, for people who, you know, if they had the funds could sign up for. Usually, apparently 30 people were on this trip. The year that I went, there was 100. It was insane. We had two tour buses. Two buses. And we had to split up into multiple groups. It was crazy. Would not do a tour that big again. Not sure why they let it get that out of hand. For places that I would like to travel to, everywhere, pretty much. I really like traveling. I kind of want to do a lot of it. I would say top of my list, Peru, Russia, and I don't know, I'd really like to do Antarctica, but it's really expensive. So that's kind of like, I'll probably be in my 40s by the time I can do Antarctica. Assuming I ever get a good job. But last question. Most importantly, what part of the world would you most like to go to for steamy activities? I feel like steamy activities would definitely have to be a tropical thing. I really like the idea of like tropical hotel room sex. But then there's also fetish events. So I'd love to go to some like big fetish events. There's like Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Montreal Fetish Weekend, and there's more. But for some reason, I only know the big ones in Canada. So I would love to go to those. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good lovin'? I also have to read the brackets for it because I kind of love it. Sleep, eat ice cream, discuss why Game of Thrones season 8 was so bad, etc. I haven't watched Game of Thrones season 8 because I hate endings and have commitment issues. So I just haven't watched it yet. I've watched half of season 7 and that's as far as I've gone. I've actually been advised by a couple of people to just not watch season 8 ever. So we'll see if I ever get to it. I kind of want to. I already kind of know how it ends because Game of Thrones spoilers are impossible to avoid. But anyways, after some good lovin', I just want to sleep, like, but not like, I don't know, cuddles are kind of a thing. I'm really big fan of cuddles, maybe like an episode of TV, but nothing that involves like moving around. For that reason, morning sex. Not really my thing. for whatever reason. Just because morning sex, you then have to get up. So unless it's like morning sex on a day that I don't have to do anything, I'm like, well, fuck that noise. Why would I do that? Okay. You receive an extremely late Hogwarts letter saying that you're now invited to attend. What house do you think you'd be in? I don't think I know. I'm a Ravenclaw. That's it. I'm a Ravenclaw. That's what it is. That's who I've always been. I did do the test at one point, but even if I did it again now and it gave me something different, I'm still a fucking Ravenclaw. Okay, this one's funny. What is your favorite sex position? What is your favorite sex position, and is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon-slaying spear at just the right spot or risk being killed by fire? If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Rar, rar, give me your treasures, human." Dragon style does sound interesting. Wouldn't be opposed to trying it at some point, but as of yet, it has not been experienced. As for favorite sex position, it is doggy. Doggy style, not dragon style. It's the best one, hands down. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to do yet? Unless you've done all of them, in which case, what's your favorite fast food? Basically, I'm gonna answer both because my favorite fast food is Wendy's, hands down. I don't know if that's like normal, but I love Wendy's. Wendy's all the way. Favorite sexual fantasy? I feel like I don't know. I feel like kind of like public sex, maybe. But my parameters for like what I'm actually willing to do as public sex is, okay, I think that lighting's better. Might be different than most people's definition of public sex. But anyways, I would love to have sex at a fetish party or something. I actually got really close once, but then it didn't happen. So, fuck, right? Oh, threesomes. More threesomes. I've actually had a threesome with a man and a woman, a couple of my friends, but only like with them. I've never had threesomes with anyone else. So I kind of want to try like all the threesome variations. So like, threesome with two guys, threesome with two girls, all that stuff. I also kind of want to try like, I think they call it like being spit roasted, which sounds like horrendous when you say it out loud. Like I could barely get that past my lips. But that would be very fun. Cock in the mouth, cock in the pussy. Fun. I'm so glad my roommate's not home. I was actually gonna record this while he was home and just like tell him to shut up, but he left, so thank the fucking Lord. Okay. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for sexy times? This will change depending on where I am in my life, what I'm obsessed with. Right now, I'm obsessed with Genshin Impact. The video game. It's a video game. And so yeah, I would bring that to life for sexy times. And basically, Daddy D. Luke, Mommy Lisa, bang both of them. That is what I would do. Also Kaya. Kaya is hot, but also I kind of ship Kaya and Diluc together because they have this like story arc where I'm like, wow, there are some bad vibes. They need to like fuck it out. But that's just my fangirl thing. But if I could have sex with both of them at the same time, that could be cool too. Why do I forget all of the other characters? But yeah, basically, D-Luke, Lisa actually sucks to play as a character, but she's very attractive and she's so fucking sweet. It is amazing. Hello, mommy. Anyways, okay. Next question. If a video game were made about your life, what kind of game do you think it would be? An action RPG, a dating sim, first-person shooter, Grand Theft Auto 5, The Sims. Honestly, if it were made about my life as it is now, it would probably be either The Sims or a dating sim. You know? I do a lot of online dating, or at least I did pre-COVID. Granted, I didn't pre-COVID. I did a lot of online dating in the summer when COVID wasn't like a big thing here. We had really low COVID numbers in the summer, so it was safe to like go out and go on dates and stuff. So I did some dating in the summer, but last year I was actually in a relationship, so I did not do any dating. But once COVID is done again, I am going to be dating the fuck out of the world. That's what it is going to be. That's the plan. No long-term relationships, though. Commitment issues, after all. But I wish that my life could be an action RPG. Like one of those like really open world ones. Basically I wish that my life could be Genshin Impact. That is my dream for myself. Okay. Third person for all their questions. Can you show me my fucking mouse, please? Thank you. Okie dokie. Okay. We are back to audio for a little bit, I think. What are your goals for the future? To not be broke. That's pretty much it. I'm really weird because I guess I'm not weird because a lot of people do it, but I'm 22. When I graduated at 17, I decided I was going to go to university for business. Yes, business. Okay. That didn't work out. I switched to computer science after one semester. After that semester of computer science, I decided to upgrade my physics because I wanted to be an engineer. After I upgraded my physics, I just dropped out. I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my life. And ever since then, I have just worked at various minimum wage employment, with my most recent one being a summer seasonal job that was actually more than minimum wage for once in my life. So right now my goal is to move to Montreal and not be broke. Because that is what I want to do. I want to move to Montreal. I want to learn French. I want to not be broke. How I get to that point really depends. I do like audio. I would like to kind of make like a portion of my income from audio. Technically, I kind of already do because I make money on OnlyFans. But OnlyFans is also video and pictures. But I think a lot of my OnlyFans subscribers come from Gone Wild Audio and they like my audio content. So it's like a little bit of a thing. I've done some commissions, but I'd love to do more. So ideally, I would want to be able to make money from a very wide range of things, between like audio commissions and my OnlyFans, my other OnlyFans adjacent things like ManyVids. And then I also write books. So I want to make money from writing books too. So basically, the goal is to make a livable income from these things all combined. And then with the things that I am currently doing, you can kind of like, they're very scalable, not audio commissions, but like the OnlyFans. I can get like limitless subs. Theoretically, for the same amount of content being put out, not necessarily the same amount of work because more messages to respond to, But like it scales really well. Whereas books, it also scales really well because once you write the book, you write it, you publish it. I'm self-publishing. I don't really want to get published. Also, I write reverse harem, which publishers don't really publish that. So you write it, you publish it, you make some money organically, you get some newsletter signups, you write, you publish the next one, you write, you publish, you finish the series. My series generally will be three books, like trilogy length series. So I'll finish them and then you like run ads on the first book. And yeah, you run the ads and then it just kind of scales, like your income scales with the ads. So as long as you know what you're doing with your passive marketing and your active marketing with the ads, then you can just continually make more money if you put more into the ads. So if you start out at like $5 a day and you're making, say you're making like $10 a day, so you're making like a 50% return, which I believe is like a really good return, not a really good, but like a pretty average good return, is like 150% of what you put, I don't know, double. The numbers don't make sense to me. But so then as you do that, like, you know, once you get paid for your earnings for that month, then you can maybe put in $10 and make $20. So now you've doubled your income for that month effectively. And then as you gain more money, you can just keep putting more into ads and more into ads and more into ads. And then eventually, you know, you're spending $5,000 a month, but you're making $5,000 a month in addition to that. So you're spending $5,000, making $10,000. And then you just take off the expenses for the ads, plus other expenses, but we're not worrying about that right now. So it's really scalable as long as you're able to do your passive marketing, do your active marketing, kind of write the book to market, and all of that. I can go on about that all day, so I'm just gonna shut up now. Okay, next question. How did you get started with GWA? Basically, I started my OnlyFans because I was broke. Let's be realistic here. I like the idea of making money online, and I like getting people off, and I like taking pictures of my tits. So I was like, let's start an OnlyFans. I'd also, fun fact, thought about doing this 2 years ago. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be a cam girl, because this was like slightly before OnlyFans was like big. It existed, but it wasn't big. So 2 years ago, I was going to do this. And like I made social media accounts. I had like a Chatterbait profile. I went on cam for a grand total of 15 seconds and then chickened the fuck out. If I hadn't chickened the fuck out, I would be making so much fucking money right now, and I kick myself every day because now I joined in like the porn-pocalypse, because now everyone has an OnlyFans and everyone's camming, and I'm like, if I had just cammed 2 years ago, like I was fucking going to, I would not be here today. I would be in a fucking mansion in Hawaii, riding out COVID. But it's fine. It's fine. So yeah, now I'm wading through a lot of OnlyFans creators because everyone decided to start an OnlyFans. I have gone on cam a few times, but it's hard because of my roommate. So when I get my own place, I'll probably try camming again, just because it seems fun. It is fun. I've done it, so it doesn't seem fun. It is fun. Anyways, the question was, how did you get started with Gone Wild Audio specifically? So basically, I started the OnlyFans and I didn't have enough Reddit karma. So I was looking for places where I could like get some karma, and I was looking for like not safe for work subreddits that might accept my fucking posts as a new account with no karma. And I came across Gone Wild Audio, and then I just kind of really liked, like, I'd never really heard of audio porn before. Like, I guess in my peripheral, I knew it was a thing. Granted, I don't have peripheral vision, so that's inaccurate. But I knew it was a thing vaguely, but it kind of like didn't really click for me that it was a thing, and that there was a huge community that enjoyed it and that was like all about it. So I found Gone Wild Audio, and I figured it was a good place to maybe earn some karma, like kind of do some fun stuff. And I had fun recording my first audio. My first audio was a script fill. I believe the script was by LB Lithium Bomb. I think that was my first one. It was called A New Era of YouTube. And it was like kind of a half shitpost, half not shitpost script, which involved. You can just go listen to it if you haven't already. It's on my audio archive. It's a fun one. I really enjoy it still. But so that kind of like, I posted that and people actually liked it. So it kind of gave me the confidence to do a few more. My second one was a Neandolf the Grey script. And they have since been very supportive. And we actually did like kind of a half collab on a script for my Christmas thingamajigamajig. So that second one was like, why don't I remember the name of it right now? I don't remember the name of the script that I did, the second one. So I kind of like started getting upvotes and things, and I was like, wow, this isn't like just a Reddit karma thing anymore. Like, I actually really enjoy it. And since I am a writer, by trade, I wrote a script for myself to perform. I think the first one that I wrote was, I titled it something like Your Vampire Mistress. And it was kind of like a Halloween-themed script about like, you're like a cute boy who meets a vampire at a party. But you think that she's just dressed up to be a vampire, but really, she's not. And it's just like a little bit of a tropey, quick thing. And that one did pretty well too. And then I had, like, what kind of cemented the me getting started with Gone Wild Audio thing, and like using it. Because originally, I was gonna just start posting nudes and stuff on my Reddit account, like my Olivia Blair Reddit account, once I had enough karma to do so. But then I kind of thought about it more and I'm like, I really like this audio community, and I really kind of like it better than the like this nudity subreddits, because they're kind of like, there's a lot of disrespectful people on the nudity subreddits, and I'm not super into it. Whereas everyone on GWA, for the most part, is really respectful. So I'm like, I'd rather just keep the audio as just audio. I do have an alt Reddit account now. It's like You Livy Blair, and that one I've been like sporadically posting nudes on, but I don't like the nude posting stuff, because I feel like to get karma and to get noticed, a lot of girls like spam post the same picture on like 20 bajillion subreddits, and I'm like, that's not me. But the other option is to like to actually get noticed on those nudity subreddits is to post like slightly different pictures multiple times a day. But I'm like, that's a lot of fucking work. Because if you're posting to like 10 subreddits a day, different pictures for all of them, then you have to watermark them all. And then you have to read all the rules of these 20 bajillion different subreddits. So I'd rather stick with Gone Wild Audio, and I do Twitter too, for my OnlyFans. I also have a audio specific Twitter that has like no followers, and I just kind of randomly shitpost stuff on there. But I have like 2,500 followers on my OnlyFans related Twitter account where I post lewdity and lingerie shots, and maybe I'll eventually take Reddit nudity Reddit seriously. That was a very long-winded response, and I am so sorry. Basically, the gist of it is I really love audio, and as soon as I got, like, my first big post, and at that point I was like, well, I belong here now. People clearly like me, so let's just do audio and do that more. So that is the end of my response. What are your favorite things to do when you aren't recording, etc.? I tried to like read that with I instead of you, but then I almost switched to you for the second half. Anyways, basically when I'm not recording, I'm editing and I'm creating OnlyFans videos and I'm doing other things. But I really like writing, which is kind of like why I want to do it as like a half job kind of thing. Because I actually really enjoy doing it. My voice is gonna be so fucked after this, and I was gonna try and record something. Damn it. Anyways, so I do that. I've been getting into video games recently, as I've mentioned four times in this AMA already. Genshin Impact. It's my thing. I love it. So I've been playing that more often than I reasonably should. It's kind of like what I've been doing with all of my evenings. Before COVID, I liked to get laid. That was fun. Now I don't do that anymore. So all of that time, that extra time that I would have spent getting laid is now just spent watching Bones, the crime drama TV show. I love crime dramas. They are my obsession. My mom, a couple years ago for Christmas, got me the first 13 seasons of Criminal Minds on DVD. So that's how obsessed I am with crime dramas. But I don't do true crime because it freaks me out. I also don't do horror or thriller because too much gore freaks me out. And I'm scared of the dark a little bit, just a little bit. So only crime dramas. True crime is a no. Would you ever do more cuddling or relationship audios? Yes. I really like them. Kits and a Girlfriend one is one of my favorite ones, just like this person who asked the question. Yes. Yes, I would. I think I did. Did I actually hit post? I have no idea. I've been like in this chaotic state ever since the holidays. Yeah, I did just post it. Thank God. Me leaves a half-drafted Reddit post. Oh my God. So like, I kind of did like a girlfriend experience-ish one for the new year type of thingamajigamajig. So it's kind of like, yeah, I will do more for sure. I just find that for girlfriend experience ones, I'm like almost more picky about what other tags there are almost. So I just haven't done as many. I haven't seen that many that I loved the script for, but I also, like, I really troll for scripts very sporadically, and I feel like if I actually searched girlfriend experience as a tag, I would come up with a lot, but I just haven't done that yet because I have, like, six scripts that are, like, saved to my Reddit account that I'm like, I should do these, and I have a couple people who requested things, and I'm like, I should do that, but there's this one, and I feel really bad, because he asked me to do it like a long time ago now. It was like at the beginning of the month and I still haven't done it, but it's because it's like a really long like edging countdown audio, and like I'm really interested in doing it, but I do not have that kind of time right now because of my roommate. He has his injured foot. He's home all the fucking time. It drives me insane. And I don't do things at night because I sleep at night. Also, my roommate doesn't sleep, so doing it at night would do nothing. And I live on a one-floor house where you can hear, like, my roommate watches something on the TV in the living room, which is, like, literally the farthest room away from me. He watches it on the TV. I can hear every single fucking word with my door closed. So, yeah, my backlist is, like, Too much. Too much. I also think I have a Safe for Work like audio that I actually recorded, but then it had like typing sounds as a sound effect, and I was too lazy to like make the typing sounds or find the typing sounds, so I just never edited it. And I think it still lives somewhere in there, so maybe I should like look that up and find wherever the fucking script offer was for that and post it. I don't know. I will be doing more cuddly ones. I want to do more of like pretty much every type that I've done so far. Okay, how do you prepare or create sound effects? Why did I say that before I took my drink? Basically, for sound effects, everything is created using my one dildo that I own. Which sounds sad because, like, I'm a sex worker, I should own more than one dildo, but I think I've mentioned the broke thing before. And so yeah, I have my one dildo, it is bright pink. That is what makes all of my sound effects. I have Kleenex handy, because if I do like blowjob sounds, you're like sucking on the dildo, so it gets really like slobbery and drips down onto like my desk area. Granted, I could be less slobbery, but I feel like, I don't know, I give the blowjobs kind of like I would give them in real life. And in real life, I give really like teasy, wet blowjobs. So I feel like I can't change that for my fake ones. But it gets really messy. So I always have to have like a Kleenex, maybe sometimes one on my lap so it doesn't get, I have like a blanket on my lap at all times because if my cat comes up and tries to sit on me, he has like these talons that he cannot retract because he doesn't understand how they work. So I need something for him to grasp so he doesn't grasp my clothing and pull little threads out of it all. So I put like a Kleenex on my blanket so that I don't get slobber all over it. And then for my other sound effects, basically I just have to make sure that I'm wearing like a tank top or like a short sleeve shirt. Because what I've been doing is like dildo elbow with some lube. That is what I found works best for me. I am sure there are other ways that I could try. I tried it in my hand once, but it didn't make like the sound that I wanted it to. And like I kind of like I wanted to try getting like something that is not my fucking arm. Because it's kind of annoying and it kind of gets like the skin gets like raw almost if you do it for too long. So I can't record like multiple audios that all have like sex noises that I want to make at the same time because and then my arm is just raw, even with the lube. But I wanted to get like one of those pocket pussy things, but I asked on the Audible Discord, and apparently it does not sound real, which is very, very sad. Anyways, that's the way I create my sound effects. All my other sound effects, I kind of want to start, like, I kind of want to make my own little depository of like my own sound effects, like doors closing, footsteps, stuff like that. So I might make those at one point. Right now, like I probably won't make my own sound effects until after I'm in a place without my roommate. Just because right now, like I feel like making sound effects would be really hard and it would take up some silent time that could be better used making like actual audio content. So right now I just find sound effects on freesound, I think it's .org, and I only use CC0 sound effects, so that's copyright zero, so you can use them for commercial use, you can use them for anything, and then that way I don't have problems. Like I just use the same, like I use the same fucking door open close sound effect in every single audio I have edited and created that has a door opening and closing. And then since I only download CC0 ones, then I know that I'm totally fine to use them in my OnlyFans audios, because obviously I'm not gonna like use wrong copyright sound effects and stuff. But that's why making my own would be more ideal, because then I could also get it to sound exactly how I want. Because I don't love the footstep sounds that I have right now, but they were the best ones that were available and that were CC0. But yes, sound effects are fun. What kind of community do you want to build? Do you envision a Discord or chat rooms, gaming, topic-based conversations, Reddit threads? Okay, I thought about this a lot. I actually made like a random post at like 12:30 last night because I was feeling like confused. And I think what I want to do is create a Discord server. I see other people with all of their like fun Discord servers with people that they actually talk to and stuff. Whereas me, like, I know I don't have that many people following me yet, or like, I haven't been here for that long. I've only been doing audios for 3 months now. So it's not like it's been a super crazy long amount of time. But you see people like, the three that I'm thinking of are, actually, there's like four that I'm thinking of, and then there's more that I could like name drop the entire Gone Wild Audio community right now. But like mainly Illusions Collared. And then there's an Emma Fielder, and then Snakey Smut. Those are kind of the three that I like look at a lot, and I'm like, that kind of community would be kind of nice. I believe they all have Discords, Discord servers. I'm in Illusions Discord server, and it's really nice because, you know, there's like people chat with each other, and then it's really easy to jump in and chat with them. And then there's also places for like community stuff, the ability to do like I would kind of love to try doing some live recordings like Illusions does a lot. And then, yeah, I kind of want a cool community, but building community is kind of hard. So we'll see if it works out. I also want somewhere to like kind of play games with people, you know? This is a funny little story. I think we're almost at an hour on this fucking audio, damn it. But when I went to Austin, Texas, I literally did not go into a single restaurant. I went to, I believe, a Subway and a Little Caesars, both of which we have here in Canada. I did not go into any restaurants. I did not do anything like that. I walked around. I went into a few shops. But like restaurants were just too much for me. At the time, I was not 21 yet. I was like, I think I was 18 or 19 at the time. Probably 18. And I was just too scared that I was gonna like walk into a bar or like stuff like that. I actually went there for a conference. That conference turned out to suck. It was a shitty conference. It was like an internet marketing conference that was gonna be an annual thing but ended up just being a 1 year thing. They also, like, I bought my ticket at $500, and the day of the conference, they were like selling them to people at the door. And they had a student one that was like $99. So I contacted them, and they luckily gave me like a refund of the difference. So I didn't actually have to pay as much for that vacation as I thought I was going to. But yeah, the conference sucked. I didn't talk to anyone because I was 18 and everyone else there was like 35. And I couldn't go to any of the after events because, once again, not 21. And I didn't even think about it, but like, granted, I wasn't legal drinking age in my province in Canada at that point anyways, but like, I don't know, the gap between when you're an adult in Canada and when you're an adult in the US is very large. So I like literally didn't go into a single restaurant. I lived off of gas station food. I went to a grocery store once, and then I went to the Little Caesars in the Subway, and that is what I ate for a week because I was too scared to walk into a restaurant and ask for a table to eat by myself. Because I wasn't familiar with any of the restaurant chains, or like any of the individual ones. So I was like, I could have gotten so much good, like different ethnic foods that maybe like weren't available in my city because I live in a relatively small city. But I did not do any of that. No, I did not. So, yeah, I hate new things. They freak me out. I kind of like panic about them. And so I avoid them at all costs, which is a character flaw that I'm trying to work on. I go to restaurants now. If I were to go back to Texas, I would go to a restaurant. It would be no problem. Okay, which of your audios are you most proud of? / which is your favorite? Okay, so basically for this, I have to look at my list of audios because I forget the names of them all the time. Just a little embarrassing. Can you load my Reddit page, please? Oh, there it is. Do I know what I'm talking about? Basically, the ones that I'm most proud of, I would have to say, are the ones where they're like improvs or scripts that I wrote. I only started posting improvs like literally yesterday, but I'm pretty proud of them because it's kind of like a new thing. And as I just said, new things freak me the fuck out. So yeah, they were nice to create. And it was more difficult for me to create them because I was a little awkward. So I'm really proud of myself for kind of doing that. And then scripts that I've written, the first time I posted an audio with a script that I have written, I was very nervous that it wouldn't do very well, but it actually did just as well as all of the other ones that I had posted at that time. So it did well, which was, it kind of like upped my confidence and I'm like, okay, I can actually write things for myself. Like, it's fine. And then as for which one is my favorite, I'm just gonna go scroll through my list. I have a lot of favorites. Jesus Christ, my voice is like gone. Okay, so basically on my audio archive list, I do have my personal favorites like marked with a little crystal ball emoji. So that is kind of like the gist of which ones are my favorites, the ones that I've created so far. But I would say that I honestly, like, I really can't pick because, like, I have all of the ones that I have done. I did an oral only script a little while ago. It was kind of one of my earlier ones. And it's titled, "Your Hot Best Friend Wants You to Fuck Her Mouth Like It's Pussy." I do really like that one because I really like oral only scripts. I do enjoy that one. So maybe that one's my personal favorite, but really I just kind of have a personal favorite for like every category of like out of the Dom ones that I've done, the sub ones, and then all of my collabs are personal favorites. That's just how it works. Plus I have the Christmas scripts. I forgot about the Christmas scripts. Fuck. Christmas scripts. Damn it. Granted, okay, I like, my favorite Christmas script is the collab Christmas script with Illusions Collared. It's titled Incest Under the Christmas Tree. So that one is definitely my favorite Christmas one. So we're going to move on to the next questions because I do not want to get really into that. The next question is from my next question asker. Can you believe that I've only gotten through 3 of 5 question askers? I'm going to have to cut so much of this out so that it's actually a reasonable length. Whew. Okay. How did you find out about Gone Wild Audio and what made you decide you wanted to dive into audio porn? Okay, I kind of answered this one before a little bit with like how I got into it, all that stuff. But yeah, I basically found it on a list of Not Safe for Work subreddits and just realized that audio porn was a thing. And yeah, the OnlyFans connection. I wanted something new to put on my OnlyFans and so now I do audio on my OnlyFans too. How many peace signs have I thrown up in the video version of this? I don't know. Okay, favorite animal. I like this question. I really like whales. Let's be completely honest. I actually had like a period of time where I really wanted to be a marine biologist. I still kind of want to do it, but it's kind of like a lot of schooling and you don't actually make that much money. So I feel like once I'm making money from my books, maybe I'll go to school to be a marine biologist just so that I can like do the save the planet thing. But in terms of money stuff, or maybe I'll just like go on one of those fucking volunteer trips to do turtle research or something. I don't know. So I really like whales. And I also really like meerkats. I used to watch that show, Meerkat Manor as a kid. It was like my favorite fucking TV show, and it's literally just an educational TV show about meerkats and they're like drama. It's like an animal drama. I love Meerkat Manor. I haven't watched it in so long, but I watched it when I was like in elementary school. I was a weird elementary schooler. What's an audio take that you love to see on audios, and what's one that you hate to see? I cannot say that there's any that I hate to see. There are some that I personally don't enjoy listening to. Like, what are some that I don't enjoy listening to? I don't like anything like super hardcore, like water sports, blood play, snuff, scat, vomit, that kind of thing. So if something has tags like that, it's like a big nope out for me. But I don't think there's anything that I hate to see, because everyone like has their own kinks. So I like to see that everyone's kinks are being met. Audio tape that I love to see is incest. I think I've, how many times have I mentioned incest at this point? Incest is my tag. I love it. I need to listen more of like Snaky Smut stuff because she does so much incest and it's like, love it. I really need to listen to it all, but I haven't actually listened to that much of her stuff because, as I said at the very beginning of this long ramble, I don't actually listen to that many audios because I just do other things instead. List some of your favorite books/series. So I basically read romance, I read business books, and I read young adult, like fantasy type stuff. Those are the kind of three genres that I read in. So I guess I'll kind of pick one from each so that this isn't too long of an answer to this question, because we're getting into the very end of this. This is gonna have to be split up into like four different AMAs. I'm gonna just split it up by person who asked the questions. Fuck, I hate myself. Okay. So in business, my favorite book whatsoever, what a little bit of business. Okay, and by business I mean like business slash like self-help almost. So my favorite book in that kind of sphere is Everything is Figureoutable by Marie Forleo. It's a great book. I adore it. I have listened to the audiobook. I own it on Audible. I also own a hard copy of that book, and I have read it twice. I think I've read it twice, like 1.5 times, and then listened to the audiobook, and maybe listened to the audiobook a second half time. But it's really good, and it has a lot of exercises and stuff. I've been meaning to read it as, like, you know, to go into 2021 on a new leaf. I do read a lot of the self-help books because I am the biggest procrastinator on the planet. So I need guidance. I need help. What I really need in 2021, that's the thing. What was the question? Oh, list your favorite books and series. Romance. I read a lot of reverse harem because that is what I'm currently writing in. And basically, my favorite reverse harem series, it's called the Hidden Kingdoms Trilogy, and it's like a really good reverse harem paranormal romance, which has male-male, MM, crossing swords, action, etc., which is my favorite brand of reverse harem novel, and also what I write. So that's my favorite for that genre, and then in terms of young adult fiction, I don't even know. I've read so much young adult fiction. I was like the biggest bookworm in middle school. I read and I read and I read and I read, and I skipped a year in English actually. And then I did AP English in grade 11 instead of grade 12 because I had skipped a year in English. So I was a big reader. Still kind of am. I just watch a lot more TV now, so I don't have as much time. How is creating audio porn different than visual porn? There's less preparation because I don't actually have to like look nice. Like I can literally just roll out of bed and like whisper into a mic and make the sexy noises and it's fine. Whereas if I'm making like my visual OnlyFans pornographic materials, you have to like look decent. You have to have the sex toys out and ready. You have to like I have a backdrop that I can like pull across my room. So I pull across my backdrop, and then I have to kind of position the camera and position myself to get the angles that I want to make it look nice. And it's a lot more work to do. Audio porn is a lot easier, it's a lot quicker. And for me, it's a lot more fun because it's kind of like with audio porn, it's more like telling a story. Whereas with the visual porn, in terms of like solo visual porn, it's harder to tell a story. It's harder for me. Like, you can definitely tell stories. Like, they're usually more basic stories, as like, you know, stepsis, why are you naked in my bedroom? But it's just really awkward for me to do that while on camera, while as on microphone, it's a little easier for me. I am working on expanding into that though, because I know a lot of my OnlyFans subscribers want more content that's more like role play videos, and I really do enjoy doing the audio version of the role play, so I'm gonna work on being more comfortable on camera with the video version of role play. But it also, like, the setup needs to be really good for that. Because then you have to have like decent audio to make it sound nice and all that stuff. So yeah, audio porn is definitely easier for me. In terms of audio porn versus videos, in terms of audio porn versus photos, photos are easier. I love taking nudes. They're so fun. I can just take them, literally just lift the shirt, everything's fine, titties out, good. That's like my fifth peace sign. We're counting now. Any shout outs to scriptwriters? I love a lot of the scriptwriters on Gone Wild Audio and Audible, all those places. I have to, of course, shout out LB Lithium Bomb for being really supportive when I first started, and they wrote the first script that I ever filled. And then Neandolf the Grey for also being very, very supportive and writing the second script that I ever filled. And then we also did the Christmas kind of collab, the Christmas kind of collab, which the script was great for that. And then also, Lich the creator, because he has been helping me out a lot with, basically, I just like, we've kind of become friends since he responded to my thing on the Discord. And so, like, I just send him things. I'm like, take this audio, listen to it. Does it sound trashy? Take this script, tell me what it is. So, those are kind of like the three scriptwriters I kind of have to shout out. And I think two of the three I already mentioned earlier in the audio because. Okay, we are on to the fifth asker. And hopefully, I have time to record these question answers before my roommate gets home. And then my voice can have a rest for the rest of the day because clearly I'm not recording anything else because I'm dying. I've been talking for like an hour and a half, and I don't know. Usually my voice lasts longer than this. I'm having a rough day. What's your favorite accent to listen to? Can be in general or audio related. I don't know if I have a favorite accent. I'm kind of like really into Russian accents, for whatever reason, because granted, I kind of like trying to learn a little bit of Russian. I did take like online lessons with a tutor, you know, before 2020, before I was broke, back in the day, back in the day. So I can like say a few things, not very much though. I'm like, oh, привет, привет, как дела? Oh, Harasha, Harasha. That's the extent of my Russian knowledge. When I take a class with my Russian tutor again, she's gonna be like, "What the fuck were you doing? Like, you haven't seen me in a year. You don't know any Russian anymore." And I'm gonna be so disappointed because I was doing really good. Like, I had the days of the week almost memorized, but now I definitely don't. Chetvirk, I think, is Thursday. Ponedelnik, I think, is a day, but I don't know which day. Sobota, Sobota, Saturday. Voskresenye, Sunday, maybe. Yeah, those are all the ones that I remember. That's actually more than I thought. Ponedelnik. Ponedelnik. I think that's Monday, but I might be totally wrong. And I feel like I need to Google it now, but I can't do the typey type. Like, I can't type in Russian on this keyboard, and I'm filming with my phone right now where I can type in Russian in the Russian alphabet. So we'll just look it up later, I guess. So I do like Russian accents because they're neat. But basically the only accent that I don't like is like if you sound exactly like Matthew McConaughey, I cannot listen to you. I just can't. Like, I don't have anything against Southern accents in general, but if you sound at all similar to Matthew McConaughey, and if you say "all right, all right, all right" in any way, shape, or form, I am noping the fuck out. I hate Matthew McConaughey ever since he ruined Magic Mike for me. And I know people tell me, they're like, "You've only watched the bad Matthew McConaughey movies." And I'm like, "I don't give a shit. He ruined Magic Mike for me. He is not the best actor who could have been put in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That movie would have been so much better with someone else." Granted, I've still watched it 5 times, but I just don't like him. I don't like him. I don't even think it has anything to do with his voice. I just have this random vendetta against Matthew McConaughey. So basically, I don't know. If you have a southern accent, just don't say "all right, all right, all right" like Matthew McConaughey, and I think I'll be fine. Because I do like southern accents, but just not Matthew McConaughey. And I don't even know what his accent is. Like, I don't know where he's from. I don't know if it's actually Southern, but whatever. What's your favorite season of the year? I am mainly a spring and summer girl. I'm not a huge winter fan. Don't really like it. It's cold, it's dark, it's depressing. I don't like that there's never any sun. And that's like just specific to my area of the world. Because I'm Canadian, I live on the West Coast, where there is a lot of fucking rain. Lots of rain. So much rain. Rain all the time, all winter long, all fall, all winter, most of spring. It's all rain. And when it's raining, there's no sun. And when there's no sun, it is dark and sad. So I prefer the summer when there's less rain and more sun. And then the spring is good too because, you know, all the flowers are blooming, all that stuff. You kind of have something to look forward to. I do like the colors of fall, and I like pumpkin spice and like the fact that fall has Halloween and stuff and pumpkin patches, corn mazes. But I do not like the implications of fall because fall, if you look forward, you're just looking forward into 6 months of depression. Whereas spring, if you look forward, you're looking forward to the 6 best months of the year where you can go to the lake and hang out at the lake and go on boats and go swimming and spend literally every day at the lake. Because that's what I did this past summer because seasonal job at the lake. So that is my personal view on every season of the year. How did you come up with the name for your subreddit? It makes me think of League of Legends when I see it, and I'm a bit curious if that's a coincidence. It's not really a coincidence. My subreddit name is League of Livy, if you don't know. So So my subreddit name is League of Livy, and that is kind of like, basically, I wanted it to be a cool name, especially because I don't have like some people have their cool Reddit usernames where they're like Snaky Smut. Let's just bring up this person again. Snaky Smut, cool name, not an actual name. And then there's some other people too, like Illusions Collared. Also like not something you would like by not a real name, I just mean something you probably wouldn't name your child. Whereas my username is Olivia Blair, and that is the name I go by online in the audio community. Is Olivia Blair slash Livy Blair, either or, I don't care. Neither of them are my real name technically anyways. Although I do like them, I think they fit me. But I didn't want to make like R Olivia Blair because it just sounds like almost boring just because I don't have the cool username to begin with. And I almost regret that, but I kind of don't because I don't know. I feel like eventually I would have like wanted to change the branding, and then that's like impossible because you can't change your Reddit username. Whereas this one, I can literally change my like other branding at any point, and I'm like, what the fuck ever. I can change my tagline at any point. So yeah, I wanted a cool name, like Chamber of Smut, Breathless Illusions. I am not remembering any of the other cool ones right now. Even like, I feel like her username is Little Mistress Boots, and I think her Reddit name is just her username, but it's a cool username, so it's a cool subreddit name. So I wanted something cool, and I wanted it to rhyme because I am obsessed with things that rhyme, or like things that, I'm forgetting the word right now. It might be onomatopoeia, but it might be something else where it's like the same sound, like LL. So I did some Googling. I was like, what are some L words? And League came up, and then I actually have played League of Legends before. I don't currently. I kind of want to try it again, but I feel like I'm not really good enough or committed enough to get into that. But I played it in middle school with a guy that I was friends with and a bunch of his friends because they were super obsessed with it. And I fucking sucked at this game. Like, they always got mad at me. We would be on Skype chat while we were playing, and they were like, why the fuck did you do that? And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, am I doing it wrong? So I have played it before, and it just sounded kind of cool. I'm like, League of Livy, it is kind of close to League of Legends, but it's like not close enough that it's like, it's kind of, I don't know. I like it. But it does kind of take inspiration from that in a way. Okay, you've got a mix of dom and submissive audios. Are you a switch or just a good actor? I like to think I'm a good actor, but I actually am a switch in real life. I haven't actually done anything dommy in real life, though. Those have all been like audio fantasies of mine, but I haven't actually, like, I haven't slept with and or dated a submissive man, or like I've dated men who are like switchy, but I tend to lean sub, so generally the dynamic is more that like they are doming me, or I am like maybe lightly doming them, and I haven't been with a guy who leans sub enough to outweigh the how I lean sub. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's kind of how it is. I am a switch, but in sex, so far in life, I have been a sub. I don't know. I want to go to more kink events once the COVID disaster is a little bit more behind us. And I think I want to find someone to kind of explore that with a little bit more. I would like to. Also with women, I guess I should mention this. I'm super bisexual, but I haven't actually been with many women. I've only been with one. She is still a friend of mine, and we've only been together in terms of a threesome with her boyfriend as well. But it's because I'm like too scared to talk to women. And also, I'm not looking for a relationship. And I find that a lot of the women who are looking like on Tinder and stuff are looking for relationships. Whereas I'm like, literally, I do not want to date anyone. I just don't. I haven't really had a chance to do much with women, but in terms of them, I think I could kind of lean either way a bit more easily, especially because like this is a total stereotype, but a lot of women do lean more subby. Then again, with my friend, we actually met on a kink website, originally for the purpose of the threesome, and now like her and her boyfriend broke up, but we're all still friends. So with her, I was definitely more submissive, but it kind of like switched back and forth a little bit. But in that particular case, her boyfriend was like the dom. So yeah, that was a very long answer to that question, as per usual, but we're on the last question now. This is the last question that I have at this moment in time. Thoughts on pegging? Pegging, I would do it in real life. I would do it. I would peg a man, I would peg a woman, I would have a woman peg me, any of the above. But I haven't actually done it or had it done to me at any point. So in terms of pegging in audios, I kind of have trouble voicing it. Just because it's not something that I've really like, it's not a sexual act that I've experienced in real life, and it's not really even something that I thought of very much before joining like sex work community. Because you know, I haven't been with many women. If I'd been with women, I'm sure I would have thought about pegging more, but like, as I say, this bitch is too awkward to date women. And in audio, I do it in some audios. I have one that has pegging. I don't think it's on my. Come to think of it, I don't think it's been posted anywhere. I think I did it as like kind of a custom request, but I fucked up on the custom request and like literally ended up accidentally ignoring this person for like a week and a half. So then I just did this custom request that he'd asked for and just sent it to him on OnlyFans. And I meant to post it on OnlyFans, but then I never did. I don't know. I'll see if I can find it. And it was a weird premise. I think it was like, I was like the teacher's assistant, and you were like, you, the listener, was like an older male student. So it was kind of like not exactly the trope that is usually seen in pegging audios. But yeah, I have done one. I don't know. I guess I haven't done any other ones, though. I can't think of any that are posted on like GWA that are pegging ones. Yeah, no, literally none of them were pegging. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't realize I hadn't done any pegging publicly. But I do it, I swear. So yeah, that was all of my questions that I got for my AMA. Unless I missed one, in which case there will be an addendum to this. If you have any more questions, like you can ask me them at any point. If you think I should make a Discord server, you can tell me that at any point. If you think I'm hot, you can tell me that at any point. Just don't be creepy, please. Don't be creepy. My voice is so done, and I feel like there's more that I want to say, but I do not have the words to say it. Thank you for listening. This is like, I literally have like an hour and a half of me talking shit about these fucking questions and getting super off topic. So, this is probably gonna be like a three-part AMA, let's be real here. We will kind of split it into little pieces, and then post them probably all at the same time, but like, No one's going to listen to me talk for an hour and a half. That's just not going to happen. I wouldn't want you guys to do that. Anyways, thank you very much. Do you think I should make a Discord? I really kind of want to, but I'm also like, I don't know how it works. I didn't use Discord before Gone Wild Audio. But now I kind of use it and still don't really know how it works. So, I love you guys. I'm gonna cry. Okay, bye.